Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Yud Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalid. Before we begin the shiur, we glance at the side of our marked Gemaras. You will see Nosei/Mivneh. Nosei, a topic heading, and Mivneh, structural note. Introducing this section of Gemara, the crown shape that you see highlights the word Nitma. And if you scan ahead to Amud Beis, you'll see more of these. These are Mikrim Shonim, we've written on the side. Different cases shall tumas mace, where there is defilement to the dead, shenitma adam shaya nazir, a person who was a nazir and was exposed to the defilement of the dead, vashpa also shall tuma zu al minyan yemei nazirusa. And then the question is, what effect does this tuma exposure have on his nazirus counting? Let it be said that a person who is a straightforward nazir, and in the midst of his nazirus he becomes tomei, so he has to start all over again. However, here you'll see there are unique situations that need to be evaluated. The Gemara, Nitma Bimei Beno. Now this is a throwback to our previous sugya that spoke about a person who accepted a routine nazirus, and in addition to that, he said he would be a nazir if he has a son, and he had a son. We now take a look at the Rashi. You'll see the Rashi toward the end of the page, around 7-8 lines from the bottom. Nitma bimei beno, hai di Omar hareini nazir kshali ben v'nazir stam. The case of someone who said he would become a nazir when he has a son, and also accept upon himself the standard nazirus, regardless, an unconditional nazirus. Hischu moine shelo, he started counting his own nazirus. V'atshelo hishlim es shelo nolad lo ben, and before he completed the 30 days of his nazirus, a son was born. Meniach es shelo mona es shelbeno. He stops, or puts on hold, the counting that he did toward his own nazirus, and then starts counting the nazirus that he accepted in honor of having a son. When he originally accepted or vowed to be a nazir, that's the nazirus that he mentioned first. It's just that he didn't have a son immediately. V'im nitma besoch yomim halalu shemono livno. And we're now talking about a case where he had put on hold his original nazirus and started counting the nazirus days of the nazirus in honor of having a son, and he became tomei during those days. What effect does that have on the original days that he counted toward his own personal unqualified nazirus? So we continue in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Soser. Rabbi Yochanan says that Soser literally means knock down. It erases even the days that he counted toward his own personal nazirus. And Rish Lakish Omar Eino Soser. It doesn't affect that original nazirus. Of course, it goes without saying that the nazirus that he was counting in honor of the birth of his son, that, of course, is erased. We continue with explanations. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Soser, Chado Nazirus Arichtahi. Rabbi Yochanan says that even the original days that he counted toward his own Nazirus are erased, because we view this as one long Nazirus. To appreciate that a little bit more, we glance at the bottom of the Tosfos commentary, and we see Chado Nazirus Arichtahi Sharei Eino Migaleach. He is not going to be taking a haircut Elo Leachar Shiyashlim Shelo V'Shelbeno. We have someone who, as we mentioned before, accepted upon himself after a Nazirus in honor of his son, he accepted upon himself a personal Nazirus. He started counting his personal Nazirus. 20 days into his personal Nazirus, he had a son. He puts the 20 days on hold, starts counting 30 days toward his son's Nazirus. At the end of those 30 days, however, he's not going to take a haircut. He's going to wait another 10 more days, so he has a full 30 days toward his own Nazirus that he had started counting before. And therefore, since there isn't going to be a haircut yet at the end of the sun-oriented Nazirus, we view him as having become, when he becomes Tomei during the sun-based Nazirus, Uve'emsa Nazirus Uve'omei, he's considered in the middle of his Nazirus. It's one long entity because of, as we described, the haircut that will be taken not immediately after the sun-oriented Nazirus, but after the entire counting of the entire 60 days. 30 days, which was made up of 20 days before the sun-oriented Nazirus and 10 more days afterwards, plus the 30 interim sun-oriented days. Tosfos adds a comment. Aval vaday nitmo bimei hashlomo shelo, eino soser elo oisu shelo velo shel beno. An interesting point. If, however, he completed the Nazirus for his son, and during the makeup days toward his own Nazirus that he had started before the son's birth, if he becomes Tomei then all he loses is the personal Nazirus, but the son-based Nazirus remains having been fulfilled without any need to make that up. But now we continue in the Gemara. Reish Lakish Omar, Eino Soser, the Tumah that he experiences during the middle, we call Yemei Beno, the sun-oriented Nazirus, does not affect the days that he counted toward his own Nazirus. Nazirus Didei Lechud, Udebrei Lechud. He views them as two separate Nazirus entities. We continue at the top of Omid Beis with a new case. Nitmo Bimei Tsoroso. Here we have someone that had been a Nazir, and in the middle of his Nazirus, he became a Tsoras. Tsoras is a form of Tumah that the Gemara features in Sefer Vayikra, involving a type of skin whitening or skin discoloration, and there are other kinds of Tsoras as well. And as we said, he became Tomei during the Tsoras period. The Tosfos at the top explains Nitmo Bnei Tsoroso. Omar Hareini Nazir Mehayom. He's a man who had accepted upon himself Nazirus from today, Vehischulim Nos Nazirus, and he started counting Nazirus. Shimei Chaluto Eino Oilu Nazirus, Vegam Eino Soser. An important point, and that the days that he is ruled to be a Metzora, that's the Chaluto word that Tosfos mentioned, that's a full fledged, determined Mitzora, those days don't count toward his Nazirus. However, even though he is Tomei during those days, it's not defilement to the dead, they don't erase the days that he has counted toward his Nazirus either. Kidakamperg Mishomar, Venitmo Bemeis Bimei Chaluto, and he became defiled to the dead during those days, the days of his Tsoras. That's the case. Now, let's turn back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Soser. Reish Lakish Omar Eino Soser. We again see a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they take the same position as they did in the case of Nitmol v'Mei Beno. Explanation. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Soser, Daha b'Nezirus Koi. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tumas Mace, the defilement of death that he experiences during the Tzara'as days, erases the Nezirus counting because he's in the midst of his Nezirus counting. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Soser, it does not eliminate. It doesn't erase that which he counted toward his Nezirus, Tzara'as L'chud, U'Nezirus L'chud. Each is considered a separate entity. Before we go further, let's continue where we left off in the Tosfos commentary. Third line from the top, toward the end of the line. L'Reish Lakish Eino Soser Hayomim HaRishonim Shemono Zeruso Kori Meitzoraso. When he became Tomei during the Tzara'as period, he does not lose credit for the days that he started counting toward his Nezirus before becoming a Metzora. Ukshiyata Metzoraso, and when he finally becomes purified from the Tzara'as, Yigaleach v'yavi korbanos Metzora, v'yavzor v'yashlim minyan Nezirus kamoi sheposak. He finishes with the necessary Torah requirements for the completion of the Tzara'as defilement, involving a haircut, hair removal, and the bringing of sacrifices, and then he resumes his Nezirus counting from the point that he left off before becoming a Metzora. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soiser, Tov Nezirus Koi, Vadai Lo Mono, Hameo, Ushitar, Mitzoros, Sarchlumnos, Kol, Yemei, Neziruso. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if he had, let us say, accepted upon himself a 100-day Nezirus, the example that Tosfos cites, and during the 100 days in the middle, after counting 50 days, he became Tomei as a Metzora and becomes exposed to defilement to the dead during that period. He is in the middle of his 100 days of Nezirus. It's true that it's put on hold, but he had counted 50 days and he needs to count 50 more days. So he's in the middle of his Nezirus counting. Defilement to the dead at that point, even though he happens to be a Metzora, is considered a soser, an eradicator, an erasure of the days that he already counted toward his Nezirus. We have two cases then. We had Nitmor Bimei Beno and Nitmor Bimei Tzoroso. On either side, you had, in the case of Bimei Beno, you had on either side a partial counting of a personal Nezirus and the need to complete that afterwards. And likewise, in the case of Tzara'as, he was in the middle of a personal Nezirus counting, and the other side of the Tzara'as, he would have expected to resume the counting. And in both cases, during that interim period, he becomes exposed to Tumas Mace. Would it not have been enough to cite one case and the Machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and on my own I could have figured out the other? The Gemara says no, Utsricha, I need both cases in which I feature the seemingly same Machlokis. De'i itmar b'hach komaisa. Had we taught only the case of Tuma during Nezirus Beno, Bahi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, so sir there, I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan's ruling of Soser applies, and only there would he have said his din of Soser, that he loses credit toward the initial Nezirus counting. Shame Nezirus Achasi. After all, it's one continuum of Nezirus. There was a personal Nezirus and a Nezirus that he accepted in honor of having a son. So Tumas Mace in the middle of Nezirus erases. You lose credit for whatever you counted. Aval Baha, in the case of Tzara'as and Tumas Mace during that interim period, Ema Moda Le L'Reish Lakish Denazir L'Chud V'Tzara'as L'Chud. I would have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would concede to Reish Lakish that we view Nezirus as a separate entity from the Tzara'as, and the fact that it becomes Tumi during the Tzara'as period has no effect on the Nezirus days that he counted prior. So, therefore, it was necessary to teach the case of Nitmol B'Mei Tzoroso as well. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known Rabbi Yochanan's position by having featured it only in the case of Nitmol B'Mei Beno. V'yitmar B'ha, And had we stated the machlokas Rabbi Yosef Shalokish by the case of Nitma b'meitzo raso, the Hakam or Reish Lakish, I would have thought that only here Reish Lakish says his din that ain't so ser, because Tzoras is so distinct from Nazirus that when he becomes a Mitzoras, we saw earlier in the Tosis, if not for the Tumas Meis, during the Tzoras period, the original Nazirus counting is simply put on hold. It's not effective, it's just simply put into cold storage and resumed after he completes the defilement period of Tzoras. So there I would have thought Reish Lakish says that the Tumas Meis during the Yemei Mitzora does not erase the prior Nazirus states. Avol behachei momoda le Rabbi Yochanan. Had we not taught the Machlokas, in other words, Reish Lakish's position in the case of Nitma Bimei, but no, I would have thought that Reish Lakish concedes to Rabbi Yochanan that Soser, that he would lose credit from the first segment of his Nazirus counting. Tzricho, therefore, it was necessary to teach the case of Nitma Bimei Beno as well, in order to show us how far Reish Lakish goes in saying Eino Soser. A new case. Nitma Biyoim Gidol Sear. Translating this would be futile, therefore we look in the Tosfos, and before we even do that, we look at the Mivneh, the structural note. A diamond will appear shortly, and it highlights a machlokes Rav Shmuel, the Nazir Shnitma b'mei Gidol Seir, medubar b'shekvar siem ikur nizirusso, v'rak mashlam hayomim hadrushim l'gidol Seir shel lamed yom, im tuma b'tkufa zu soseres. We're talking about someone that became tamei during the days that a person had to count merely for the purpose of completing 30 days of hair growth. We take a look at the Tosfos now for a more elaborate explanation. Nitma b'yoyim gidol seyar. Pirush Omar hareini nozir shloshim yoyim ukshemona esr min nezirusso gilchu listam al korcho. Person accepted upon himself a 30-day Nazirus period. The individual counted 20 days, and bandits came and forcibly shaved him. Dehashto lo yuchal galeach biyom shloshim lenazirus. When day 30 arrives, he won't be able to take a haircut ulavi korbanosov and to bring the required sacrifices. Ad achar shloshim yom miyom shigilchu alistim. He's going to have to wait 30 days from the point they shaved him before he can bring the korbanos and take the required nozir haircut, the ein gidol pochos mishloshim yom. The required amount of hair on a person's head for a nozir haircut has to be 30 days of growth. V'hischil hashloshim. And he started counting from that day, from the forced haircut, he started counting 30 days. K'shmon asura, after counting 10 of those 30 days, siyem nizruso. He completes his nizirus requirements as far as wine abstention and defilement to the dead. Sharei t'chila mona esrim terem shulchu halistim. He had already counted 20 days before the bandits shaved him. V'elu ho esrim yoyimu achreinim, these additional 20 last days, Einom rak legadol ser shuchal legalech achar nezirus lovi korbanosov. Their whole purpose of counting is in order to ensure hair growth for a total of 30 days of hair growth since the forced haircut. Ubohem nitma, and during those last 20 days, he became tomei, defiled to the dead. Well, that's the case. We go back now to the Gemara. So, what effect does that have? Rav Omar Eino Soser. Tumas Meis, during those last 20 days, bearing in mind he already finished 30 days of actual Nazirus observance, he became Tomei afterwards, during the last 20 days. Rav says, that does not erase anything. Afilu l'Rabbi Yochanan d'Amar Soser, even according to Rabbi Yochanan in the previous cases, the previous crown introduced cases, we saw Rabbi Yochanan saying that the Tumas Mace would erase even the prior counted days. Hanimili Hecho Dekoi Benazirus, that's when he is in the midst of a formal Nazirus, and he experiences Tuma during a formal Nazirus. Gidol Sear, the case here of days needed for achieving hair growth, Mishlam Nazirusu, he's already completed his Nazirus, so therefore it has no, we'll say, the Tuma then has no effect in terms of erasing days. Ushmuel Omar Soser, Shmuel says that the Tumas Mace experienced during this the hair growth period results in erasure, in losing all his Nazirus counted credit. Afilu l'Reish Lakish, the Amar Ein Soser, Shmuel goes to the other extreme, saying that even according to Reish Lakish in the previous cases, where Reish Lakish was quite lenient and he said there was no erasure of prior Nazir counted days, Hashem Shtei Nazirus. There, certainly in the case of the Nitma Bimei Beno, you can see this very clearly, there were two separate Nazirus periods. It's true that the first counting ended up being split with a second Nazirus in the middle, but the Tuma during the middle Nazirus Beno that we saw, that's a separate Nazirus from the Nazirus that had started counting prior. So that's what that's what the Gemara here is called Shtei Nazirus. Ocho Chado Nazirusa, but here we're not dealing with two separate Nazirus periods, we're dealing with one Nazirus. And therefore the Tuma, even though it's Bimei Gidol Sear, it does affect the previous days. Omar of Chista, Hakol Moidim She'im Kidesh Seor Bedam Ein Loi Takona. First a superficial translation, and then we're going to look into this through the Tosfos. Rav Chisda says everyone agrees that if you have a person, a Nazir, who brought his Nazir sacrifice, and there was Zrikas Adam, and then after the blood was sprinkled, he became Tomei before taking the haircut. Rav Chisda says everyone will agree Ein lo takona. Now, at this point in the Gemara, Ein lo takona sounds like he has no solution. He will not ever be able to drink wine nor take the haircut. Okay, that's the simple translation. What we said will change as we go on in the Gemara, though. We now look into the Tosfos. Lower part of the narrow lines. Omar Rav Chisda, Hakomodim Shem Kiddush Seir Bedam Pirush. Im Leachar Shenizrak Hadam Nitmo Kedem Shegilach. If after the sacrifice was slaughtered and its blood sprinkled on the altar, he, the Nazir, became Tomei before he took his haircut. The Korei Kiddush Seir, the term Kiddush Seir is used Shelo Gilach because he has not yet taken haircut Kidichtiv based on the scriptural reference the Kidesh Rosho Shepirusho Yaschi Legadol Sa Rosho. Tosfos continues Ein Loi Takona Kosalka Daitoch. The thinking right now is Shelo Yuchal Oilomis L'Shtos Yain Galeach. He won't ever be able to drink wine nor take a haircut again. Kevon Shehevi Kvar Korbanosov. Since he already brought his sacrifices, v'kevon shenit mokodim shikilach, and since he became Tomei before he took the haircut, ubelo havoas korban lo yuchal legaleach, and without the bringing of a sacrifice, he won't be able to take a haircut. So we've set up the stage now for the analysis. We go back to the Gemara. Aliba deman. Rav Chisda's teaching is based on which Tanaic school of thought? E aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. If this is in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer, well, now we haven't seen Rabbi Eliezer yet in the text, but the Gemara tells us what his position is. Kevon diomar tiglachas me'akeves. Since he holds that the nazir haircut is a binding feature, without which he hasn't completed his essential nazir requirements, and he becomes tomei before taking that essential haircut. Well, toich maloisi, then he's considered as if he's in the middle of his nazirus period. And a person in the middle of the nazirus period who becomes tomei, he loses everything that he counted thus far and starts all over again. Well, if that's the case, the listar means the total erasure, so he starts all over again, and therefore he will have to bring new sacrifices. Oh, well then he brings new sacrifices, and the blood is sprinkled, and then he'll be able to take the haircut and drink wine. So why, if Rav Chisda is based on Rebbe Elazar, why would Rav Chisda say Engel Takona? You can see how Tosfos explains this by looking at the starred point 5 lines into the wider lines of the Tosfos. Toward the end of the line, we read together, V'listar klomar, yachzor v'yavi korbonos. Let him bring korbonos again. Kedisah perek gimel minim, as it says in that perek, mi shenizrak lo ve'echod min adomim v'nitmo, someone for whom one of the 3 nazir sacrifices had been slaughtered and blood sprinkled, and then became tomei. Rebbe Elazar omer soser esakol. Rebbe Elazar says, well, he became tomei before taking the haircut. He loses all credit, all counting, all nazir credit till that point. Let's continue in the Gemara. So it doesn't seem that Rav Chisda's statement is in accordance with Rebbe Eliezer. Hello, Aliba de Rabbanan. So maybe Rav Chisda's point is in accordance with the Rabbanan. But that can't be. Ho Amri, but the Rabbanan say Tiglachas lo ma'akeves. The nazir haircut isn't an essential element of Nazirus. And once he's brought his sacrifices, he is allowed to expose himself to Tumah, to drink wine, even without a haircut. So why would Rav Chisda say regarding that, Ein lo takona? The Gemara answers, Rav Chisda made a comment assuming the position of the Rabbanon. Umay ein lo takona? Oh, what does ein lo takona mean? Not like we thought there's no hope for him. Rather, ein lo takona le mitzvas giluach. He, at this point, will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of taking the haircut in the most proper and the fullest sense. To appreciate that a little more, we look again at the Tosfos. Le'olam aliba d'rabbanan u'mayin lo takona le'mitzvas giluach. The kevon shehevi kvar korbanosov. Since we're talking about someone that already brought his sacrifices and only then became tamei, shuv lo yavi. He isn't going to bring any more sacrifices. He doesn't have to make them up. Finistalik humiyad muter lishtos be'ayin below tiglachas klal, and he's allowed to drink wine, having fulfilled his sacrificial requirements, without any need for taking the haircut. V'hakul modin k'ror Rav Chisda. The expression everyone agrees that Rav Chisda mentioned koya pluta de Rav Ushmuel. This is a throwback to the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. The reference to Rav and Shmuel, you can see in our Mark Gemara, we had diamonds around their names above. The Pligi, the Nitma B'yom Gidol Sear, Im Soyser, they had a Machlokas concerning someone who became Tomei during the Gidol Sear days. V'ocha, the Nitma Kedem Tiglachas. In our case here, namely Rav Chisda's case, where he became Tomei before taking the haircut, he already finished the hair growth, and he became Tomei before taking the formal haircut. Moedim di'eno soser, davi kami shegilach kvar. Why here is there agreement? Why is it hakol modim? Because here he completed the hair growth requirement. And that enables us to say we view him as if he already took the haircut. So it's not like the case of someone becoming tame in the during the days where he hasn't yet completed the haircut growth duration. We continue in the Gemara. Maybe before that, let's just take a look at Rashi also, who adds another dimension to this last phrase of Ein lo takona le mitzvahs giluach. Rashi in the lower part of the Rashi column, le mitzvahs giluach de lo yehe tiglachas betaro kimitzvoso. He won't be able to fulfill taking the haircut in a state of purity, which is the best way. Sharei Einu yochol listor v'limnos nezirus acheres. He's not losing credit and then counting another nezirus. Sharei l'achar mitzvas, l'achar melois nitma. In this case, he became tamei after he completed all the counting days. Hilkoch ein lo takonu l'galech b'tara l'megalech b'tuma. Well, he will take the haircut, but not under optimal circumstances, but rather in a state of defilement. But it's a defilement that does not erase any prior counting, and we can add, and doesn't erase the fact that he brought the necessary sacrifices. As you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that the continuation of the Gemara represents a new trend of thought. Before we continue in the Gemara text, we glance once again at the side, and if someone needs to access a marked Gemara, let us remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. On the side, you see Dino say, Dino, Shel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Nozir Shekolu Lo Yomov, V'oyme Biyom Havoaz Korbanoisov. Rabbi Yossi speaks about a Nozir who finished his Nozir days, his counting days, and he's right now on the day that he would bring his sacrifices, Vadayin Lo Isgalech, and he hasn't yet taken the haircut. Loike al hatuma, he will be subject to getting lashed if he deliberately defiles himself to the dead. V'eino loike al hatiglachas, he will not be subject to punishment for taking a haircut at this point. Im yiskalech lefnei zrikas dam, if he in effect takes a haircut before the otherwise expected blood sprinkling that ought to precede the haircut. He took the haircut before the blood sprinkling. And likewise, he will not get malchus for shtias yayin, for the drinking of wine. So, once again, we're talking about a nozir that finished all of his counting requirements. He's on the day that he would bring his sacrifices, and he hasn't yet taken the haircut. Now, the Gemara. Omar Rav Yossi Rechanina, Nozir Shekolu Lo Yomov. He finished his counting days, so he's on the day that he has to bring his sacrifices. Loike Alatuma, if he defiles himself before the bringing of the sacrifices, V'eino Loike Al Hatiglachas V'lo Al Hayayin. However, if he takes a haircut or he drinks wine prior to the bringing of the sacrifices, he is not subject to malchus. The Gemara asks, "Mai shno tuma deloki diyoma kro kol yemei haziru lashem." Why do we say that by tuma he does get malchus? Because the pasuk says, "Kol." The word "kol" we emphasize, we dashed underline that all the days of his nazirus lashem, l'rabois yomim shalachar malois kiyomim shalifnei malos, comes to include even days after he completed his counting as being subject to punishment for defilement. Well, ihachi, if that's the basis, then atiglachas nami l'chayev. Let him be guilty for taking a haircut at that point. To ha'omar rachmona kol yemei neder nizroi tar lo yavor al roishoi. And using the word kol as a basis for inclusion, lasois yomim shelachar malois ki yomim shelifnei malos. And with regard to haircut too, then we should include the days after the malos, after he finishes his counting, since he hasn't yet brought the sacrifices, as being subject to punishment for taking the haircut. Then v'su, and furthermore, kol yemei nizro mikol asher yeosem migefen hayayin. Here you have the pasuk featuring the wine restriction. Lasos yomim shelachar malos ki yomim shelifnei malos. Let us view the days after he completes his nazirah's counting, since he hasn't yet brought the sacrifices, as a violation of nazirah if he drinks wine, and let him be subject to lashes for wine drinking as well at that point. So very simply, why does Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina set off as a separate category tumah that he experiences, that he exposes himself to after his counting, prior to the bringing of the sacrifices, that seems to be a serious enough offense to warrant malchus, and not so by the case of haircut and wine? The Gemara answers that we are at the top of Tesvov. Shiny hacha, the case of tumah is different. Yom Rachmona v'timei Roish Nizro. Mi she nizroi tolui loi b'roishai. That in and of itself is a little vague. So we take a look at the Tosfos that you'll find at the bottom of Yud Dalet Amid Beis. Shaini hocha diomar le'inyin tumo. The case of tumah is different because there's a special pasuk. Diomar achmona v'timei roish nizro. Mi she nizroi tolui loi b'roishai. What does that mean? Shikvar shalmu. He finished the counting, the days of counting for Nazira's completion. He has completed his counting requirements. Elo ein lo adayin Nazirus elo b'roisho. Shalo gilach. There remains upon him only his head-based Nazirus, meaning he hasn't yet taken a haircut. So you have someone that's completed his Nazirus counting. He hasn't yet taken the haircut. Oz loike ala tumo. At that point, he's still subject to malchus for deliberate defilement to the dead. Deftiv, the pasuk says, v'timei roish nizro. So that the malchus that the Torah intends is, we'll say, is focused on the issue of tumo. Umiya im nitmo achar shehevi korbanosov. If, however, he became tomei after bringing the sacrifices, loy mechayev, lemadomar tiglachas loy ma'akfa. He would not be subject to malchus according to the opinion that the haircut is a non-essential element in his freedom or release from the zirus. The hach drosha of the drosha of a timei rosh nizra lo misukma ela koidem havoas korban. This has relevance only prior to his bringing of the sacrifices. Umikri shapir nizirus toli burosho, and he is labeled quite appropriately that a nizirus that is still only on his head, meaning he hasn't yet taken the haircut. Afalpi shadayin lohevi korbanoisov, even though he hasn't yet brought the sacrifices, he nevertheless is not considered a nazir only except for the fact that he has still the hair on his head. Lefishein begufo lasos elo tiglachas. As far as the rest of his body is concerned, he has no other requirements other than that haircut. Avolim shoso yayin o gilach. If, however, he drank wine at this point, in other words, he finished his Nazirus counting, and he has not yet, as yet, brought the Nazir sacrifices, and he drinks wine, or he takes the haircut, again, prior to his bringing of the sacrifices, lo mechayev. That does not result in his subjection to punishment. Tohalekabu kro, kimo gabituma. They, namely, the wine drinking and the haircut issue, don't have a pasuk like you have by tuma. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina makes, we'll say, a tuma distinction, meaning distinguishing tuma from haircut and wine when done prior to the bringing of the sacrifices after he finished his Nazirus days of counting. The Gemara asks a question from a Tanaic source. Meisve, Nazir Shekalu Lo Yomov, Nazir who finished his counting days, he hasn't yet brought his sacrifices. Osur Ligaleach V'lishtos Yayin L'tam of the Mason. He is not allowed to take a haircut, nor drink wine, nor become defiled to the dead prior to the sprinkling of the sacrificial blood. V'im Gilach V'shos Yayin V'nit Mala Mason, if he violates that and does take the haircut or drink wine or expose himself to defilement to the dead, he is liable to the punishment of the 40 lashes. Well, you see, according to this Tanaic source, no distinction is made between Tuma and the other two aspects, Taglachas and Yayin. That is contrary to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Hanina's approach. Tiufta, this therefore represents a refutation from a Tanaic source of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Hanina's ruling. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.